Study Article 16. This article will be studied during the week of June 12th through 18th. Your brother will rise. Theme text. Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise." John 11:23. Song 151. He will call. Preview. If you have lost a loved one in death, no doubt the resurrection promise brings you much comfort. How, though, would you explain to others why you believe in that promise? And how can you make the resurrection hope even more real to you? The purpose of this article is to help all of us to strengthen our faith in the resurrection hope. Paragraph 1. Question. How did one boy express his hope in the resurrection? A boy named Matthew has a serious medical condition that has required many surgeries. When he was 7 years old, he and his family were watching a monthly program on JW Broadcasting. Toward the end of the program, they saw a music video about welcoming loved ones back in the resurrection. The footnote reads, "The music video is entitled Just Around the Corner and was featured in the November 2016 broadcast." End of footnote. After the program, Matthew approached his parents, held their hands, and said, "You see, Mom and Dad, even if I die, I will wake up in the resurrection. You can wait for me. It will be okay." Can you imagine how those parents must have felt when they learned how real the resurrection hope is to their son? Paragraphs 2 and 3. Question. Why is it good for us to reflect on the resurrection promise? From time to time, we all do well to reflect on the Bible's promise of a future resurrection. Why? Because we never know when we might face a life-threatening illness or suddenly lose someone we love in death. Our resurrection hope can help us endure such challenges. The Scriptures assure us that our Heavenly Father knows us well and loves us dearly. Think of how well Jehovah God must know us in order to recreate us with our personality and memories intact. And how loving of Jehovah to give us the opportunity for everlasting life, even by resurrecting us if necessary. In this article, we will first discuss why we can believe in the resurrection promise. Then we will examine the faith-strengthening Bible account that contains the words of our theme text, "Your brother will rise," John 11:23. Lastly, we will learn how to make the resurrection hope more real to us. Why we can believe in the resurrection promise. Paragraph 4. Question. To believe in a promise, of what must we be convinced? Illustrate. To believe in a promise, we must be convinced that the one making the promise has the desire as well as the power or ability to fulfill it. To illustrate, imagine that your house has been badly damaged by a storm. A friend comes to you and promises, "I am going to help you rebuild your house." He is sincere, and you are convinced that he has the desire to help you. If he is a skilled builder and has the needed tools, you know that he also has the ability. So you believe in his promise. What then about God's promise of a resurrection? Does he really have the desire and the power to fulfill it? Paragraphs 5 and 6. Question. Why can we be sure that Jehovah has the desire to resurrect the dead? Does Jehovah have the desire to resurrect the dead? Without question, he does. He inspired a number of Bible writers to record his promise of a future resurrection. And when Jehovah makes a promise, he always fulfills it. Jehovah is, in fact, eager to restore the dead to life. Why can we say that? Consider the words of the patriarch Job. He was sure that even if he died, Jehovah would yearn to see him live again. Jehovah has the same longing for all his worshipers who have died. He is eager to bring them back to life, healthy and happy. What about the billions who have died without having a chance to learn the truth about Jehovah? Our loving God wants to resurrect them too. Acts 24:15. He wants them to have the opportunity to become his friends and live forever on earth. Clearly, Jehovah has the desire to resurrect the dead. Paragraphs 7 and 8. Question. Why can we be sure that Jehovah has the power to resurrect the dead? Does Jehovah also have the power to resurrect the dead? Absolutely. He is the Almighty, so he is powerful enough to defeat any enemy, even death. We find strength and comfort in knowing that. Consider the experience of Sister Emma Arnault. She and her family faced severe tests of faith during World War II. To comfort her daughter over the loss of loved ones in Nazi concentration camps, Emma said, "If death would keep mankind perpetually in its bonds, it would be stronger than God, wouldn't it?" Surely, nothing is stronger than Jehovah. The Almighty God who created life is capable of restoring life to those who have died. Another reason why we know that God is capable of resurrecting the dead is that he has a limitless memory. He calls each star by its name. Also, he remembers those who have died. He can easily remember the smallest details about those he will resurrect, including their genetic code, their experiences in life, and their memories. Paragraph 9. Question. Why do you believe in Jehovah's promise of a future resurrection? Clearly, we can believe in Jehovah's promise of a future resurrection because we know that he has both the desire and the power to fulfill it. Consider another reason for believing in God's promise of a resurrection. Jehovah has already done it. In Bible times, he empowered a handful of faithful men, including Jesus, to raise the dead. Let us examine the account of one of the resurrections performed by Jesus, as recorded in John chapter 11. Jesus loses a dear friend. Paragraph 10. Question. What happens while Jesus is preaching across the Jordan from Bethany, and what does he do? John 11, 1-3 reads, "Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This was the Mary who poured perfumed oil on the Lord and wiped his feet dry with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was sick. So his sisters sent a message to him, saying, 'Lord, see, the one you have affection for is sick.'" Imagine the scene in Bethany toward the end of 32 CE. Jesus has close friends in this village, Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. But Lazarus has become ill, and his sisters are worried. They send a message to Jesus, who is across the Jordan, about a two-day walk from Bethany. Sadly, Lazarus dies about the time the messenger reaches Jesus. Even though Jesus knows that his friend has just died, he remains where he is for two more days, and then he makes the trip to Bethany. So by the time Jesus arrives, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Jesus intends to do something that will benefit his friends and glorify God. Paragraph 11. Question. What lesson about friendship can we learn from this account? We learn a lesson about friendship from this account. Consider, when Mary and Martha sent the message to Jesus, they did not ask him to come to Bethany. They simply said that his dear friend was sick. When Lazarus died, Jesus could have resurrected him from a distance. Yet Jesus chose to go to Bethany to be with his friends Mary and Martha. Do you have a friend who will come to your aid without being asked? Then you know that you can count on him for help in times of distress. Proverbs 17:17. like Jesus. May we be such a friend to others. Now, let us return to the account and see what happens next. Paragraph 12. Question. What does Jesus promise Martha, and why is it not an empty promise? John 11:23-26 reads, Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who exercises faith in me, even though he dies, will come to life, and everyone who is living and exercises faith in me will never die at all. Do you believe this? Martha learns that Jesus is near Bethany. She rushes out to meet him and says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. John 11:21. True, he could have healed Lazarus. But Jesus has in mind doing something even more remarkable. He promises, Your brother will rise. He also gives Martha further reason for believing in his promise, saying, I am the resurrection and the life. Yes, he has God-given power over life and death. Earlier, he raised a young girl shortly after her death, and he also raised a young man, apparently on the day the man died. But can he resurrect someone who has been dead for 4 days and whose body has begun to decay? Lazarus, come out. Paragraph 13. Question. As recorded at John 11:32-35, how does Jesus react when he sees Mary and others weeping? John 11:32-35 reads, When Mary arrived where Jesus was and caught sight of him, she fell at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he groaned within himself and became troubled. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus gave way to tears. Picture what happens next. Mary, Lazarus' other sister, goes out to meet Jesus. She repeats what her sister said. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She and others with her are grief-stricken. Seeing and hearing them weeping, Jesus is deeply saddened. Moved by tender compassion for his friends, he gives way to tears. He understands how painful it is when a loved one dies. Surely, he is eager to remove the cause of their tears. Paragraph 14. Question. What can we learn about Jehovah from Jesus' reaction to Mary's weeping? Jesus' reaction to Mary's weeping teaches us that Jehovah is a God of tender compassion. Why can we say that? As we saw in the preceding article, Jesus perfectly reflects his Father's thinking and feelings. So when we read that Jesus felt such deep compassion for his grieving friends that he wept, we may conclude that Jehovah, too, is deeply moved by our tears of sorrow. Does that not make you want to draw closer to our tender God? The picture caption reads, Jesus felt deep compassion for his grieving friends. Paragraph 15. Question. As reported at John 11:41-44, what happens at the tomb of Lazarus? John 11:41-44 reads, So they took the stone away. Then Jesus raised his eyes heavenward and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. True, I knew that you always hear me, but I spoke on account of the crowd standing around, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, Come out! The man who had been dead came out with his feet and hands bound with wrappings, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Free him and let him go." Jesus arrives at the tomb of Lazarus and asks that the stone covering it be removed. Martha objects, saying that the body must smell by now. Jesus replies, "Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" John 11:39-40. Jesus then raises his eyes and prays publicly. He wants to give Jehovah all the credit for what happens next. Then Jesus calls out, "Lazarus, come out!" And Lazarus walks out of the tomb. Jesus has just done what some thought would have been impossible. Paragraph 16. Question. How does the account found in John chapter 11 strengthen our faith in the resurrection hope? The account found in John chapter 11 strengthens our faith in the resurrection hope. How so? Recall Jesus' promise to Martha, "Your brother will rise." John 11:23. Like his father, Jesus has the desire and the power to fulfill that promise. His tears revealed that he has a heartfelt yearning to undo death and the sorrow that it causes. And the moment Lazarus walked out of the tomb, Jesus again proved that he has the power to raise the dead. Also, think about Jesus' reminder to Martha. "Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" John 11:40. We have sound reasons for believing that God's promise of a resurrection will come true. What, though, can we do to make this hope even more real to us? The picture caption reads, "Jesus demonstrated his power over death." How we can make the resurrection hope more real to us? Paragraph 17. Question. What should we keep in mind when we read Bible accounts about the resurrection? Read about and meditate on past resurrections. The Bible describes 8 resurrections of people raised to life on earth. Why not make a careful examination of each account? As you do, remember that these were real people, men, women, and children. Look for lessons you can learn. Think about how each example demonstrates God's desire and power to restore the dead to life. Above all, reflect on the most important resurrection, that of Jesus. Remember that his resurrection was confirmed by hundreds of eyewitnesses and gives us a solid basis for our faith. Paragraph 18. Question. How can you make good use of our songs about the resurrection hope? Make good use of spiritual songs that mention the resurrection hope. The footnote reads, "See the following songs and sing out joyfully to Jehovah. See yourself when all is new," Psalm 139. "Keep your eyes on the prize," Psalm 144. "And he will call," Psalm 151. See also on JW.org the original songs, "Just Around the Corner," "The New World to Come," "And You Will See." End of footnote. These songs make the resurrection more real to us and strengthen our faith in this precious hope. Listen to them, practice them, and discuss the meaning of the lyrics during your family worship. Etch the lyrics in your mind and heart. Then, if you face a life-threatening trial or lose a loved one in death, Jehovah's Spirit will help you to recall these songs and draw comfort and strength from them. Paragraph 19. Question. What may we imagine about the resurrection? Use your imagination. Jehovah has given us the ability to picture ourselves in the new world. One sister explains, "I have spent so much time imagining myself in the new world that it is as if I could smell the roses blooming in paradise." Imagine meeting men and women of faith from Bible times. Whom are you looking forward to meeting? What questions will you ask that person? Imagine also being reunited with your loved ones who have passed away. Picture details about the reunion, the first words, the warm embraces, the tears of joy. The following is supplementary information. What would you ask them? In the new world, imagine asking resurrected ones the following questions. Noah's wife, what is your name? How did you and Noah protect your sons from the wickedness all around you? Isaac, what was going through your mind as you carried the firewood up the mountain? Job, how do you feel now that you know what was going on in heaven during your trial on earth? John the Baptizer, what was it like to hear the voice of Jehovah? The criminal executed alongside Jesus. Can you tell us anything else about Jesus' last moments on the stake? What would you ask? Abel, Abraham, Jephthah's daughter, David, Jonah. Returning to the article. Paragraph 20. Question. What should be our determination? How thankful we are for Jehovah's promise of the resurrection. We can be sure that this promise will come true, for Jehovah has the desire and the power to fulfill it. Let us be determined to keep strengthening our faith in this precious hope. By doing so, we will draw ever closer to the God who, in effect, promises each of us, your loved ones will rise. How would you answer? Why can we believe in Jehovah's promise of a resurrection? What did we learn from the account of Jesus' resurrection of Lazarus? How can you make the resurrection hope more real to you? Song 147, Life Everlasting is Promised. End of article.